Good evening and welcome back to continued learning of Hilchos Shabbos every Thursday night is a schus for all of Klal Yisrael and specifically those in Eretz Yisrael. And Mr. Hashem, this week as we celebrate the Yom Tov of Purim, we should be zeichet of an ahapachu that which our enemies are trying to do to us shall be done to them. Our enemies should be totally wiped out and we should be zeichet to the geula hashlema b'meheira v'yameinu. We began last week discussing the halachas of Avdallah, and as we mentioned, we're first going to discuss the general halachas of Avdallah, and then finally, once we finish that, maybe in another week or two, we'll then discuss how the halachas of Avdallah apply specifically to a woman. Can a woman make Avdallah for herself? Can she be mitzi others with Avdallah? Can she drink from the wine of Avdallah? Is that a myth? Is that something that's real? We'll discuss those once we finish the general halachas of Avdallah. And we mentioned last week that when it comes to the brachas of Avdallah, the order of the brachas that one should be making when they make Avdallah is first making the bracha over the wine, the bracha of Bayrei Pri HaGafen, then moving on to the bracha which is made over the besamim, then the bracha of the ner, of the candle, and then finally the bracha of Amavdol Mekodesh Shachal, the bracha of Avdallah. And therefore it comes out that one needs to have when making Avdallah three components in order to make Avdallah: the cup of wine that they're going to be using, the besamim that they're going to make the bracha besamim on, and the ner Avdallah, the candle of Avdallah, which are going to be used to make the bracha of Bayrei Ma'irei Esh. And we'll discuss in the next little bit, tonight, we'll discuss each one of those components, beginning with the cup of wine this week, and Mitzvah Shem will move on to the other components next week, discussing exactly what type of besamim and what type of candle one needs to use. It is important to know that the main thing to be used in Avdallah is the cup of wine or grape juice. That is the main thing. If one only has the cup of wine, that one can 100% make Avdallah, and one does not need to overexert themselves to try to find a candle or to be able to find besamim. Naturally, most people have in their homes a candle, they're able to make it into two wicks, which we'll discuss. Besamim also, as we'll discuss, it's something that most people have in their home. Does not specifically have to be cloves. We'll discuss that in the future shirim. However, the main part of Avdallah is the cup of wine. And therefore, if one is making Avdallah and they only have the cup of wine, one can 100% lechatchila make Avdallah, even though they do not have the other two components of besamim and the ner. Mashenke, in the other case, if the opposite would be true, that a person would only have besamim or the ner, they could make the bracha of besamim or ner. They can make independently the bracha of Bayrei Ma'irei Ha'esh or the bracha of Bayrei Mina Besamim. However, they cannot make full Havdalah without the cup of wine. And the reason for this is very simple. The cup of wine is there. That's the main component of Avdallah. Similar to Kiddush, that is the main way that a person is Mavdol and Kiddush Lachal, separates between Shabbos and the weekday, is by utilizing the cup of Avdallah. However, the other two components, the Besamim and the Ner, are only there as something which is connected to Matzei Shabbos, and they're there because of specific things that happen on Matzei Shabbos. The Besamim is there in order to comfort the Neshama over the fact that it's losing its Neshama Yisera, the extra neshama that comes down on Shabbos, that's going away. And therefore, we smell something because smell is that which the neshama, the soul, benefits from. And the Havdalah, the candle, is there because Adam HaRishon created fire. He took two flintstones and created fire on Matzei Shabbos, and therefore we make the bracha of Ner. And therefore the main component is the cup of wine that a person uses, and the other two are added components which we use on Matzei Shabbos. And therefore, if a person was not capable of making Havdalah on Matzei Shabbos, and they're going to be making Havdalah on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, as we'll discuss, the one can make Havdalah if they were not able to make it yet, they can make Havdalah even past Matzei Shabbos. However, they will not make the bracha over Besamim or Ner, because those are items which are specifically linked to Matzei Shabbos and not the general of Avdallah. And therefore, just to recap what we said, the main thing is the cup of wine or grape juice, which we'll discuss in the next year. And the other two components are components which are important, but not as necessary in order for one to fulfill their obligation of Avdallah. We'll begin this week with discussing the cup of Avdallah, and next week in Mitzvah Shem we'll discuss the Besamim and the Ner of Avdallah. When it comes to the cup of Avdallah that a person uses, lechatchila, the best thing to use would be a cup of wine or a cup of grape juice. That cup of wine should be similar to the cup of wine that one uses for Kiddush. It should have a revius of wine inside of it, which, according to most Paiskim, is somewhere about 3.3, 3.2 ounces in order for one to be Yaitz. However, similar to what we said by Kiddush, one does not need to drink the whole cup of wine. One does not need to even drink a revius of wine in order to be Yotze Avdallah. Rather, all one needs to do is drink a mali lugma, a cheekful, which is about 1.7 ounces. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that lechatchila, the best thing to do is to drink a full revius of wine or grape juice in order that one can then make the bracha of ala gefen, can make a bracha achroina, and will not run into a potential suffix, a doubt whether they drink enough to be able to make the bracha achroina. Therefore, to be Yotze Avdallah, all one needs is 1.7 ounces. However, which is a mali lugma, a cheekful. However, in order to make the bracha achroina, the lechatchila thing to do would be to drink a full revius. As we said, the lechatchila, the best drink to be used for Havdalah would either to be wine or mitzvah novim or grape juice. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that that is something which Chazal gave tremendous credit to somebody who hears or makes Avdalah, specifically on wine. We know that Reb Chaim Kanievsky was very fond of telling people who are waiting to have specifically a boy that the Gemara says that somebody who is makbid, somebody who makes sure to make Avdalah specifically on wine, will be zeichet dabanim scharim to male children. And it's something that lechatchila, a person should try to do wine or grape juice to make Avdalah. However, the Mechaber speaks out that if one does not have wine or grape juice, or it's difficult for one to drink wine or grape juice, one can make Havdalah on Chamar Medina, which is considered to be a chashev, a drink which is a respectable drink in that country and can be served. And the Poskim discuss exactly what is included in Chamar Medina, and because of the doubt of exactly what is included, we generally try to avoid it, and we'll try to make Havdalah specifically on wine or grape juice. The Havdalah could be made by the one who's making the Havdalah. The father could make the bracha, could make the Havdalah and give it to somebody else in the family to drink it. If he's not capable of drinking the wine or grape juice, it's difficult for him to drink it. The best thing to be would be to make it on wine or grape juice and then give it to somebody else to drink. And in that way, they're 100% Yotze Havdalah. But as we said, if they do not have wine or grape juice, or they do not want, nobody there in the family wants to drink wine or grape juice, they could use Chamar Medina. Things that are for sure included in Chamar Medina would be beer, whiskey, something like that. Other things, coffee and tea, possibly. Pasta soda, according to many places, would not be included in Chamar Medina. And therefore, as we mentioned, the best thing to do would be to use wine or grape juice. However, the Ramah does bring down a minig that on Matzei Pesach, many have the minig, many have the custom to specifically make Havdalah on beer in order to show that beer is something that's beloved to them, that chametz is something that they've been waiting for, and they only held themselves back because of the tzivui of the command of the Rabbanu Shalalem. But on a typical Matzei Shabbos, the best thing to do would be to use either wine or grape. An interesting minig is brought by the Ramah regarding filling up the cup. As we mentioned, a cup of wine should be holding a revius of wine specifically. However, the Ramah brings down that when filling up that cup, one should specifically spill part of it. And the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it is not spill it out of the cup, rather overflow the cup so that some of it's flowing over the brim and some of it spills out. And the reason for this is based on Chazal. Chazal say, kol bayis, shle nishpech bayayin, ein bay simen bracha, any house in which wine is not spilled, does not see a simen bracha, that it's a sign, it's a good omen, it's a good bracha, a simen bracha, when wine is flowing through the house. It's one of the brachas given in the Torah, that wine will flow through the home, and therefore it's a sign of good bracha. We want to begin the week, Havdalah is the beginning of the week, to begin it with a simen toiv, and therefore we spill out a little bit of the wine to show the abundance, to show the shefa that a person has, and that is considered to be a bayish nishpech bayayin, and will have a simen bracha in the home the whole week. The Mishnah Berurah does speak out that when one is overflowing, they should not overflow a large amount of wine, just because they should not waste the wine. All you need to do is show that you want that simen bracha. A small, limited amount of wine needs to overflow. One should not waste wine in order to get the simen bracha. Another thing that the Ramah brings down is that one should also utilize the wine from Havdalah in order to extinguish the candle which one used for Havdalah. And that is also the way the Paisim explain a simen of bracha. In a normal home, one wouldn't use wine, which is an expensive drink, to extinguish a candle. Rather, they would either use their hands or they would use water. But by using the wine of Havdalah, one has shown that they have a shafa, they have a tremendous abundance of wine, they have a lot, they have plenty, and that is another way of beginning the week with a simen bracha. Similarly, the Ramah brings down that one should wash their eyes with the wine of Havdalah in order to show a chiv of a mitzvah, to show that the mitzvah is beloved by a person. One washes their eyes. Other places can bring that as well. It's a sign of refuah. It helps heal the eyes. And therefore, you see many people will take the wine from the Havdalah and brush a little bit over their eyelids. Other minhagim people have as well is to put it in their pockets as a sign of shefa, of being able to make a tremendous amount of parnasa throughout the week. But this is the minhagim brought down in the Ramah to overflow the cup a little bit, to also pour from the cup on top of the Havdalah candle. Some have the minhag to dip it into the wine, not to pour it over, but to utilize the wine to extinguish the candle. And the third one is to wash one's eyes, to use a little bit of the wine to brush over a person's eyes. All three of these minhagim would only apply if a person is specifically using wine. However, if a person is using beer, or as we mentioned, any other Chamar Medina, then these minhagim would not apply. They're specifically things that Chazal said about wine, that when wine flows through the house, it's considered to be a simen bracha and not any other drink. Have a great Shabbos, and Mirtz Hashem, next week we'll continue discussing the halachas of the besamim and the Ner Havdalah that is used in Havdalah.